Law boards the Thousand Sunny Ship. Created by Opal Song
and Seer.
Fandom, One Piece. Pairings, Law, Straw Hats. Rating, Mature. Bombayage, mabushii kani wo mezashite. For some reason, Law's on the ship with the Straw Hat crew, and no one else is. It's just Law. They're traveling for some reason. He's all like, why are you guys not more stressed? Because Law feels like the guy that's always stressed. And they're like, eh.
But not without reason.
Oh yeah, not, no. He's
he's not the guy who invents stress, or like...
No, no, he has every reason to be stressed.
He's got every reason to be stressed.
The Straw Hats are, in fact, real strange. They're like, eh. He came upon, like, say, Nami and Zoro.
Okay.
They're just doing some stress relief. Zoro didn't get to fight quite as much as he wanted to. Nami was hella stressed the entire time, and they just need some stress relief.
Okay.
Nami's like, that was really stressful. I need an orgasm to relieve this stress. And they seem like the two that could just, like... Go at it. Eh. Besties. Other than that.
Yeah.
No feelings in the mix. And so then Law just assumes that they're a couple. Only they don't act like a couple.
No, like at...
At all. Other than the fact that he walked in on them having sex.
Yeah.
And so he's a little bit like, okay, maybe they're just super casual? Except then... Later, Sanji makes a crack about the girls' room and how he wishes he could be down there. Typical Sanji.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Only Law, like, I don't know how he accidentally gets an eyeful, but there's, like, Robin and Nami having a good time. Mm-hmm. And now he's a little bit like, what? What is going on? And then he sees, like, Luffy cuddling with Usopp because Usopp is scared or sad or yep. something. The entire Thousand Sunny crew being at once a giant orgy, but also best bros.
But it's not a traditional giant orgy because within the 9 crew members, there's many different orientations.
Right, yeah. So not everybody is with everybody else the same way. It's not like... Everybody just sleeps together all the time, like literal giant orgy. Though my guess is that there's at least one of those. Would Luffy think that Law should get involved? Because they're allies now. Does that make him part of the crew?
That brings me back to, was it Sanji who said, you know, Luffy's definition of allies isn't the same as yours? So be careful, or just, like, watch out.
So, like, yeah, Luffy's definition of allies involves you must cuddle me when I'm feeling like it, and do you want to sleep with someone? Because, like, people are available right now. We can make it happen.
Luffy is totally the guy who would just shout out to Zoro working out in his crow's nest, hey, Zoro!
You want to come have sex with Law?
And Law makes that face. His, oh god, what have I done face?
What did I get myself into face? It's like, Zoro, I think Law needs to have sex now.
And then Zoro's just like, I need to do this 5,000 more reps. And then.
And then I'm good. And Luffy's like, Law, do you think you can wait? Oh, wait. Some people like girls. Would a girl be better? Hey, Robin! Do you want... Law needs to have sex.
But she's like, I'm reading, but I can always make some ham.
Can you give a guy a hand, Robin? Hand sprouts up. Grope, grope, grope. Law's like, what did I get myself into? He has that face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hey, Frankie! Do you have that dildo? I think Law needs it. Law's probably not only has his shocked face, but might actually have a little blush on his cheeks by this point. Because Luffy just will not stop yelling about sex.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the point where Law's like, if you want me to have sex so bad, why don't you just do it yourself? And Luffy would just be like, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
I'll cuddle, but no sex.
Yeah. Because we have a headcanon that...
It's pretty heavily implied canon that Luffy is Arrow Ace. We're not talking shipping him with Ace. No, asexual.
Yeah.
And you could make a really strong case for aromantic, too. So obviously he's not going to participate in the giant orgy the same way that, say, Sanji will.
Chopper is only attracted to reindeer.
Because he's like little bro to the rest of them.
Yeah.
He's not quite part of the orgy, but like...
No, because he's not interested in...
Yeah. Though I feel like he would be... He could be that person that sits on the side and is like... Oh, so that's how that works. Just, okay, so when I'm treating this,
yes,
these are the limits of the human body.
Make sure you drink water.
Yeah, he's the guy who just, like, rampant sex, going, Chopper is coming around with bottles of water, going, make sure you hydrate, you're losing a lot of fluids right now.
Yeah.
Sanji, what are you doing? Okay, so. But yeah, so.
Yeah, Sanji is totally the guy who likes butt sex, but is not gay. You know?
They're like, why are you staring at Zoro? It's like, you were staring at Zoro again. He's like, I was just admiring his muscles. And how he gets those muscles. And it has nothing to do with, like, him glistening with sweat and looking really strong and how he could bend me over a table and ream me.
But he would say it more like he was annoyed.
Yes.
Because he's always annoyed with Zoro. Like, oh, those muscles, ha. Huh?
Yes. How dare he work out and sweat all over the deck of the Thousand Sunny? How dare he?
I can smell him from here.
How dare he work out in my sight line? It's so... So ugly. It's like, you are fooling nobody. Sanji. No one. And in, like, as long as there's a lady somewhere, even in the vicinity, he's happy.
Yeah.
Like, making out with Zoro or whatever, because he can delude himself into thinking that it's for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the, like, Nami likes it when I make out with Zoro.
So, question... Does he also have sex with women?
I just kind of want to keep him away from women. It's like, no, Sanji. No. Like, don't. No. No. You need to stick with men because you're toxic towards women.
That's the problem, huh?
But at the same time, I think specifically with Nami and Robin, he would treat them very, very well. Especially because neither of them would have a problem telling him what to do. And they would be very much in charge. Like, he would like to think he's in charge,
mm-hmm.
but they would be like, Sanji, go down. He would be like, yes! Of course I will! So, yeah.
And his very troubling attitude towards women wouldn't affect them because they know
yeah.
him.
Yeah, they know him. They know how to handle him.
Yeah, Usopp would be stressed out.
Oh my gosh, Usopp. Oh man, Usopp would be stressed out. Oh, that boy also needs an orgasm. Though, I forget what the girl's name is, but his sort of, the girl he was friends with back on the island.
Yeah, I know who you mean. I can't remember her name.
Yeah. At least popular famine is that they're pretty committed to each other.
I got that impression.
Yeah. And I like it.
In the show, yeah.
And I like that he's, like, Usopp of all the people is generally heterosexual and generally monogamous.
Yeah.
A giant exception for the entire Straw Hat crew. But, you know, like, he just doesn't look at anyone else. Totally cuddle buddies with Luffy, though.
Yeah.
Like, they cuddle all over the place. And he probably gets some orgasms from various people on the Straw Hat crew. But he's committed to his lady.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that he'll go back to her eventually. But yeah. He's also part of this giant poly family.
Yeah.
Jazz. So, how does Frankie fit into this?
Frankie and Brooke.
Yeah. Frankie, he's basically replaced most of his body with metal, right? Mm-hmm. And it was, like, super ultra, like, destroyed. Except for, like, his back.
Yeah.
Which is his one weakness. Which means that he probably doesn't have a dick anymore.
Because they were seen his butt. Well, they stole his underwear.
Oh, that's right. And canonically, he has balls because Nami talks about squishing them or actually squishes them.
I don't
remember. Oh, it's Robin! It's Robin who, yeah.
Oh.
But in any case, maybe he still has it, but it doesn't work, which is a neat thing. That does not mean Frankie would not be extremely loud and joyful about his enjoyment of butt sex. I feel like he's that guy, and he extra irritates Sanji all the time. Just because he's like, ah, yes! This is great! He also definitely makes toys for the entire crew. Mm-hmm. He might even make Chopper a blow-up reindeer, and Chopper is like, what am I supposed to do with this? And freaks out. It's like, but, you know, the rest of us are getting what we want. You should have what you want too, Chopper. Chopper's like, no! It's not even anatomically correct. Because Brooke is a skeleton.
Yeah.
Brooke definitely does not have a dick. He does, however, have a libido.
Yeah.
Which is...
not as bad as Sanji, but that's...
yeah.
That's a low bar.
So, would he be cool with just watching? I'm sure he would make lots of bone jokes.
He would.
Can I bone you? Let's bone down. My nose would be bleeding, except that I have no nose. Yeah. I feel like we could do Voyeur Brooke. So, blah.
Doesn't react the most positively to all of Luffy's suggestions. Not like...
actual distress, but
yeah, just... not actual distress, but, you know, he blushes and then goes pale and is like, I have to leave.
Okay.
And then so Luffy's like, he's my ally, so I'm gonna fix this.
Oh, no!
And then he gets all the whole crew together and he's like, okay, we need to help Law.
Yes. Okay.
We need to help a guy out.
We need to help a guy out because he was obviously interested. Because Luffy can tell, like, if he'd just been like, eh, or if he'd actually been disgusted.
Yeah.
By it, Luffy wouldn't push because Luffy gets that.
But he wasn't. He was just embarrassed.
Like, super embarrassed. And also, I don't think any of the Straw Hats, except for maybe Nami or Robin, would really catch on. But he was also like, who are you guys? Like, what is happening?
So Luffy's like, I know, one of his teammates is a bear. We should get a bear. And then Nami and Robin are like, no.
No, that is emphatically not the solution. This is not the solution you want, Luffy. Okay. And then Luffy's like, well, what would you do? And now they're in this.
Yeah.
All of them are in this because it's like, well, why doesn't Law like us?
Yeah.
He is our ally. And Luffy has invited him into our giant poly relationship, mm-hmm. at least for the time being. Like, Vivi was part of it for the time being.
Yeah.
Like, he's on our ship. He's part of it. Like, why won't he participate? Like, what's wrong with him? I feel like somebody needs to bring up, would bring up, like, well, maybe his other crew. Like, maybe he's loyal to his crew. Maybe they have this sort of thing and he doesn't want to.
That's what I meant about getting a bear. Oh.
but, okay. So, like, Robin and Nami are like, no, that won't help. No. And Zoro's like, it wouldn't be his bear.
Yeah.
Which is the only thing that stops Luffy from, like,
yeah.
instantly wanting to sail to the nearest, like, winter island and capture a bear.
A polar bear.
A polar bear for Law to fuck. Like, but yeah, Zoro points out that it wouldn't be his bear.
Yeah.
You know, and Luffy's like, but Usopp doesn't have a problem with being part of us, even though he's got somebody mm-hmm. on the outside. So they're like, well, okay, so now we have to convince him that it's okay. That we're not going to keep him from his crew.
Mm-hmm.
That it's cool if he relaxes with us. And we need to find out whether it's actually a thing that he has with his crew that he's not going to... Like, that's why. Because if he's going to be loyal to his crew...
Yeah.
Then we don't want to step on that. So who did they send in to talk to him? They send Chopper, and nobody knows what happens. Chopper comes out and is like, I don't know. And Law's like, what the fuck did I just talk about? A bear with a rain? Like, does he have a crush on my polar bear? I'm so confused right now.
I feel like Usopp would be a good choice.
Yeah, Usopp would be a good choice. Okay, so they send Usopp in.
Yeah.
And that is the most awkward conversation.
It is so awkward.
And Usopp does not want to be there, but he's forced to be. They literally, like, lock the door after him and are standing against it so he can't leave.
And he's just like, and he's flailing. And
and Law's like, what is going on?
Or, like, just say it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he could talk about how he's also got someone waiting for him.
Oh, he does that thing where he just, like, talks about, like, yeah, and I have this girl waiting for me, and she's great, but, you know, Luffy and them are also great, and they're cool with letting me go back, but I thought I had to think about it long and hard before I decided to actually... be with the crew,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay if you don't want to, we just need to know.
And he talks for like 45 minutes straight.
Like, barely taking a breath. And then he's like, okay, yeah, good talk, and then leaves without Law.
Without getting the answers that they sent him for.
But Law now has a clue about kind of what's going on. I feel like Nami bursts in after that. It's like, so? And that's it. And he's like, I'm not like that with my crew. She's like, okay.
So do you want to have sex with us or not? Like, just okay. Super blunt.
Super blunt, yeah. Oh, Law. But it's not just about sex, right? Or did they sort of dump that on Law later by accident? Like, the fact that if he says yes to having sex with them, it's like saying yes to a relationship.
Okay.
An entire relationship. With the entire crew. And not just whoever he's having sex with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Nami would just be like, do you want to have sex with us or not?
Yeah, because she doesn't go into all the intricacies, details of...
Yeah.
How the relationship is... an emotional support system and all that. She's just like,
you want to fuck?
Yeah.
To which I feel like Law has another one of those, like, oh, what the fuck moments.
But I feel like this is the point where he gives a yes or a no.
And I feel like
to go from there.
I feel like he gives a yes.
Okay.
Just because, mostly because it makes for a more lousy story. It does, story.
Because we just talked about.
Yeah.
A yes means yes to all of it.
And Nami did not explain.
So Law wakes up and Luffy's just cuddling next to him.
I feel like he said.
Luffy's just like, your bed is warmer than mine, and goes back to sleep. And Law is just like, what is going on now?
So I feel like when Law says yes, Nami's like, awesome. Usopp, like, really needs to spend some tension. So we're having an orgy in this room over here.
Yeah.
Come on.
And there's a skeleton. He's watching you.
He provides mood music.
He does. Oh, I mean, it's really good mood music. But there's a little bit of an adjustment period, and then you're like, oh, this is the best mood music I've ever heard.
And you also have to get over the fact that there's a skeleton in the corner watching you. Occasionally with blood trickling out of his nose. Where does the blood come from? No one knows. I feel like Locke just like stands there for a little while before getting involved. Just like, I don't know how to react to this.
Yeah.
So they draw him in, and it's all the like sexually interested Straw Hats who are there.
Yeah.
And it's just like an orgy. Just whoever with whoever at this point. And Law, he has fun.
Mm-hmm.
He has fun. It's great. The tension. Whew. Robin can do things with her powers that he never even expected. Oh, gosh.
And there's no embarrassment or shame or anything. They're all in it and having fun, you know?
Except for Usopp sometimes. But that's just because Usopp gets caught in his own head.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like, yeah.
That's him.
That's his character. Like, yeah. Like, it's not that he's actually embarrassed or whatever. It's that that's just who he is.
Yeah.
There's a fair amount of coaxing that has to happen. And then lots of bluster. Like, be careful of my dick. I'll fuck you so hard. You'll die from it. And everybody's like, Usopp, just... No.
Oh.
Chopper pops his head in at some point and is like, make sure you hydrate!
Yeah, he comes in with water bottles.
And then he goes back on watch.
Yeah.
Frankie.
He can do things with Law's powers.
Oh, man.
And I feel like it would be Robin who would bring that up.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like not at this point.
Okay.
Because I think Law's a little bit, I do think Frankie has an assortment of toys that he can attach to various parts of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Nipple flashlights? They're more than just flashlights.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Law, you know, passes out or whatever. Wakes up with Luffy just, like, octopus cuddling him. And yeah, the, like, your bed is warmer than mine. What just happened? I don't understand. Like, that was the best sex of my life, but I don't quite know how I got here.
Yeah.
And then everybody treats him the same. Like, maybe a little bit... No, they're more friendly. They're more intimate with him. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the same. Like, it's not like he's suddenly getting hearts on his omelets.
No.
From Sanji.
No.
But Luffy cuddles him a little more. Zoro's like, hey, do you want to fight?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, don't break the ship.
Yeah.
Chopper, like, crawls into his lap sometimes. Aww. Just when he needs to sleep.
Yeah.
He's like, you're so nice and warm and safe. And everybody else is busy. Just, like, curls up and sleeps. And Law's like, I don't, like, this, I did one orgy. And suddenly, I don't understand. But, yeah, later, definitely, he and Robin... You know, go at it. And she mentions his powers. Yeah, you could do some... Because he can manipulate anything in the room.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Chopper and Law are both doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So Chopper could go to Law and be like, I don't know as much as I want to. Can you teach me about, like, not sex positions, but the care for
people having sex.
Having sex all the time. Well, not all the time, but you know.
Yeah, the care for sexually active humans.
Yes.
I need to know this. And the books are really, really not. Yeah. Like, they have all sorts of stuff about pregnancy and contraception, and we got that. Like, sometimes I don't know where Robin puts her uterus when they have sex, but that's... But, like, we got that. We got that covered.
Yeah.
But, like, care and feeding of sexually active humans, please help.
Yeah. Because
basic care and feeding isn't in any of these textbooks. And Law... Oh, Law. What? How old are you? 5? I'm 16!
Yeah. But that's at the point where he's a bit more, like, his what only lasts for a little bit. And then he's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll share my wisdom. My doctor wisdom.
My doctor wisdom and my wisdom as a sexually active...
Human.
Human.
Exactly.
Because, like, Chopper has anatomy textbooks. He knows what's going on. He just... Like, how do you care for someone?
Yeah.
Like this. And what do you do if...
Because if I come in with water and snacks, they yell at me and say I'm ruining the mood. Where's the skeleton in the corner not ruining the mood, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but sometimes they really like it. Like, how do I know when to come in with water and snacks? So then... Is our ending him realizing emotionally what's happened and be, like, actually realizing that he's attached?
Yeah, that would be a nice ending.
You could add a little bit of angst because he does have to go back to his own ship.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the catalyst. Like, he just sort of rides it. Going, I don't know what's going on, but this is nice.
Yeah.
For their entire time together. And then he has to go back to his own ship. And he's like, oh no! That's a kind of angsty ending, though.
Yeah, I don't really know where the oh no...
Because there's no solution to that.
Yeah. I mean, he could decide that his ship, because it's definitely not the Straw Hats, it will never be the Straw Hats, but he can make his own...
Right.
A thing there. Not necessarily having sex with a polar bear, but that same
feeling
of, you know,
camaraderie and family and
yeah,
sharing. The heart pirates get a rude awakening. Then it's suddenly everybody else with the what the fuck faces. When Law's like, wow, sleeping alone in a bed, it feels really weird. You know who I bet is warm? A polar bear.
Yeah. Polar bear would be very warm.
Too warm. But when you're in the depths of the ocean, things get a little cold.
Yeah, if you're in one of those Arctic seas.
Yup. Law takes those experiences, and he'll always be welcome on the Thousand Sunny.
Yeah.
Just like Vivi.
Mm-hmm.
And when they meet up again, which I'm sure they will, they'll have an orgy, you know,
mm-hmm.
to have fun. But he goes back to his own crew and is like, okay, I got this.
Yeah.
And he had this, he also relaxed a little. I feel like at some point they meet up, like Luffy and the crew, the Straw Hats meet up with Law again at a random point in a battle or something with lots of other pirates around, mm-hmm. and Luffy's like, Law! And like kisses him square on the mouth. And it makes the papers the next day.
Yeah.
Yay! I think that's it.
Cool.
I think we're good. Kaken no yuki de ii kanai, ima kono shinkan play. ship puns. I like the ship puns.
Now I'm imagining the Thousand Sunny being shipped with the Going Merry.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. They worked alive
at the same time.
I know. And I feel like one is spiritually a successor to the other. So, like, is Going Merry the Thousand Sunny's parent? like, is that? We will not be shipping the actual ships. That's a sentence I just said.